Well, I guess it's just a sawlogs on. I don't know that I ever heard of it. It is a sawhorse too, of course it would be, but I don't know that there is a difference between them.
Did you take a barrel or a keg or a log and put a plank over? Plank over it when you were a girl.
Make a teeter totter.
Uh huh.
Yes, we know that.
And did you take a stump?
No, we didn't have any stumps.
You didn't have them. How about a wagon wheel that you'd stick out on the ground and put a plank on so it'd spin round and round and round?
Flying Jenny.
Uh huh.
Yes, we did.
Oh, they were wicked things, weren't they?
Yes, but they were never very high off the ground, and I don't remember ever getting hurt on one.
So the little kids would push and stop and then get hit with that board. Did you have enough snow around here to slide downhill in the winter?
Oh, once in a while. Usually about once a year they did. Now, we had a pond on our place, a dam that my father made. Covered about 3 acres of ground. And that was the meeting place, summer and winter, for all of the, you know, when it froze over, we didn't lose a minute. Nobody ever slept when it was cold enough for the Grant's Pond to freeze. Everybody went and took their food and made bonfires along the side and blankets. And
skated.
And that was just a regular carnival, skated on that. Mm-hmm. I remember I never could skate because we didn't have enough ice to ever learn to skate. And there was a neighbor boy pushing me. He was skating, pushing me on a plank. He was holding me and just had the plank slanting, and I was sitting on it with my feet on my heels, touching, I guess, the ice was all. And he ran into some rough ice, and we were just going lickety split. You get some new words there. And dumped me off, and I got pretty badly hurt that time. But
oh, goodness.
I wasn't unconscious or anything, but boy, I got a leg. My neck was so stiff and sore as my shoulders. 3 or 4 days, that kind of wound up my ice carnival for that period of freezing.
You had a whole year. I thought you were going to say you hit the rough spot and just shot across the ice.
No, the board hit the rough ice, and he was going so fast that it just threw me off because I wasn't holding. And didn't need to hold, you know, and he was just sitting there, relaxed and going, and enjoying that cold wind whipping my face. Oh, we had a lot of fun on that pond. We had boats on it.
Did you have those things with runners on to slide on?
Sleds?
Uh-huh.
No, I can't remember that we ever did, only the homemade sleds. I went one winter since we've lived here. It was about 28 or 9, I don't know, sometime along there. We had, for 6 weeks, I guess, we had ice and sleet and snow on the ground. And I know for over 4 weeks we didn't have school because the school wagons, not buses, but wagons that were covered over and had a stove inside of them. And the roads were so bad they couldn't get through, so they didn't have school. So the whole neighborhood congregated here, and we had one old gray horse that was just as gentle as he could be. And they made sleds till they were, I guess they were 100 feet long out behind, you know, just one sled and another one tied onto it. And that old horse was shod. He had shoes on, iron shoes, and could walk on the ice, and the other horses couldn't. And he was just completely exhausted because they drove him night and day almost. And then they got out.